Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. Okay, well, welcome back everyone. And you're gonna have to hang in there with me today. We officially launched the Peptique this morning. But I also woke up at 2 a.m. excited and nervous and all the things and cannot go back to sleep. So my brain's a little foggy, but I wanted to get this episode out to everyone. And before I dive into today's topic, I also wanted to give a shout out to some of the people I've been talking to. Shyla, you've been amazing. I love all your feedback and all your referrals. Angie also gave me some ideas for a podcast, which I have in my notes to add. Let's see who else. Alice, I've been talking to her a lot. Hi, Alice, if you're listening. Antonia, she's been amazing and great. Jen, she's been awesome as well. I could go on and on and on. My point is that I do love it when you reach out to me. I love to hear that you're listening. So I'm not just, you know, talking out there in space and it's not getting anywhere. And so please continue to send me your questions. I always put my email in the show notes. I'm happy to answer anything that I can. And go check out thepeptique.com. It is officially live. Go order your research peptides. Go look at those beautiful certificate of analysis that I'll say 99% or better, because that is the only thing that we will sell. These are products that I trust injecting myself with, I trust injecting my family with, and so I hope that you have that trust as well. So anyway, let's talk about today's topic, and I kind of wanted to go into the ultimate summer skin stack and what that looks like. And so one of these we're going to talk about is the Glow Stack, which are the Glow Blend, which you've heard me talk about before. Go back and listen to other episodes. I could not include that in this episode because I just so believe in what it does. But we're also going to talk about Melanotan 1 paired with this and how they work beautifully together. I also want to talk a little bit about why Melanotan 1 is superior to Melanotan 2, because there are two of them out there, and we'll talk about why, in my opinion, Melanotan 1 is superior. And then you can make your own decision. And so let's just dive in. Let's talk about what Melanotan 1 is. It's actually a synthetic analog that stimulates the alpha melanocyte hormone, okay? It was originally developed to help the body naturally tan without excessive sun exposure. And it binds to the MC1R receptor, which triggers melanin production in your skin. So this type of activity that this peptide initiates, it gives a deeper, like that really rich brown pigment and offers a more natural UV protection from damage. And I don't know about you, I am pasty white. So is my husband and my two poor children. They are as well. So we're talking about something here that can actually produce natural melanin in your skin and can help protect against UV rays naturally instead of just relying on sunscreen alone, okay? I'm not saying if you use this to not put sunscreen on. I'm just saying it does, particularly if you're very fair complected like myself and my family, it can really help protect your skin from UV rays. And clinical studies have shown that when combined with low-dose UV exposure, Melanotan 1 leads to this faster, deeper, longer-lasting tan, while also reducing the number of sunburn cells by almost 50%. So this is a game changer for people who want to tan safer or who don't naturally tan well. Some users will report mild short-term side effects like some nausea or facial flushing, but it's generally very well tolerated and doesn't carry the same risk or overstimulation as its cousin, the melanotan 2. Let's just talk about melanotan 2 for a second. Where melanotan 1 hits a specific targeted melanocyte receptor, melanotan 2 does not. It's non-selective. Okay, and so that can cause a lot more side effects. It can cause kind of that Oompa Loompa orangish color as opposed to the richer deep brown color that melanotan 1 does. Also, particularly in men, it can overstimulate, hyperstimulate them from an arousal standpoint sexually, which I know if you're a guy and you're listening to this, you're like, oh, that sounds amazing. I want that. But no, you don't, because then it actually can give you things like spontaneous erections when you're not wanting it. And that's not a good thing. You don't want to go back to your, you know, your adolescent days when that was an issue. So you're going to want to stay away from that because of this. It also has stronger nausea and facial flushing effects too. And so I'm just not a big fan of it because of that. And actually the coloring that melanotan 1, I think, is far more superior than it gives you over melanotan 2. Okay, let's go into the globe blend briefly. Like I said, I did a very in-depth deep dive on this already. But it's a combination of the GHKCU, the TB500, and the BPC157, okay? And it's designed to promote collagen production, accelerate skin healing, and reduce inflammation. And these peptides help generate tissue, improve skin elasticity, enhance skin hydration, and it gives your skin that firm, plump, lit from within appearance, which we tend to lose as we get older. So where topical products work on the surface, this GloStax works at the cellular level to rejuvenate your skin from the inside out. Hey guys, I wanted to interrupt this episode briefly to remind you that The Peptique is live, and you can go online and order all of your favorite research peptides at thepeptique.com. And because you are a VIP and a podcast listener, you can use the discount code POD15, that's POD15, to get 15% off your entire order. All of our products are third-party tested with COA, certificate of analysis, clearly attached to all of our products, so you feel confident you are getting 99% or better quality every time you purchase from these are products that I personally use and that my friends and family use. It is so important to us that we are transparent with you so you can purchase with confidence. So go today and use that discount code and experience all the life-changing things that peptides can do. So why do I love these two together for the summer? Well, I think it's kind of obvious. The melanotan 1 activates your body's natural tanning process by mimicking this alpha MSH receptor, okay? That means it's not just darkening your skin, it's stimulating your own melanin production, which again helps protect against UV damage while giving you that deep, even tone. But the tanning and that glow that we want is just one part of the puzzle. The GloStax fills in the gaps by targeting skin health from the inside out. And this GHKCU, this copper peptide, and you could just do the GHKCU on its own. If you wanted to be a little more economical, you will get a lot of that effect too. But if you're talking about the ultimate, I would do the glow blend with the melanotan 1. But the GHKCU is just known to stimulate the collagen production, that tighter skin, and reduce inflammation. So these compounds don't help your skin just look better. They help it function better. And that's what we all really need. Because normally if we're doing the topicals and stuff, that is a temporary fix. I mean, how many times I know for myself, I put on the lotion or whatever, and like, oh, my skin looks great. And then halfway through the day, I look down and I'm like, I need to reapply some lotion. So this is really going to help with that internally. So when you pair these two together, that's the really cool thing about it. You're addressing both pigment and the quality of your skin. So let me tell you about my personal experience with melanotan in particular, because I've talked about the GloStax. The GloStax works. Your skin looks better. It has more hydration. The elasticity comes back. That collagen production happens. So everyone knows I'm a huge fan of the GloStax. But with melanotan, the one thing that I will say, if you struggle with melasma, which I have a little bit of that on my face, it can make those places. It's one of the things that I noticed that got darker on me when I did take this. I did get the overall pigmentation and I love that. And the second I quit taking it, the darkening went away that on my face. And so for me, this is not something that I do often. If we're going to go on a vacation or something like that, I may do this in a low dose, A, to protect my skin from UV damage, but B, just to get a little bit of an underlying skin pigmentation that, let's face it, most people look better when they have a little bit of a tan in a bathing suit, right? And so that would be the one warning that I would give you. But you should try it and see how your skin reacts to it, because again, you know, we're all very different. I did not experience the nausea or the flushing. My husband has taken it and it works very well for him. He is outside a lot. He's a rancher, and so he works outside a lot. And so he gets a lot of sun exposure naturally. And for someone who's as fair complected as him, very small doses of this will really help him develop a tan fast. And I will say for me, just I feel good about the fact that he is getting more of this melanin production because he is out in the sun so much and it is protective. And because he is in the sun so much, it does last longer. So the results of this last, the effects of this last longer on him than they did on me because I'm not outside as much as he is. But let's go into some protocols. So melanotan one, you want to do 250 mcgs about 3 days a week, and that's it. And you do 8 weeks on, and then you get off of it for 8 weeks. So if you are going on vacation, you definitely want to plan ahead. For the glow stack, I always go with the highest MCG peptide, or I'm sorry, I always go with the highest milligram peptide. In this case, most glow stacks have 50 milligrams of the GHKCU, 10 milligrams of both BPC-157 and TB-500. So if you're going to look at the highest level of milligrams for dosing, you're going to want to do 2.5 milligrams of the GHKCU. And you do that 5 days on, 2 days off. You could do it every day if you wanted to. And you normally do that for an 8-12 week cycle at the most, but a minimum of 8 to really get the results that you want. I did it for 12 to maximize the results. I'm currently off that stat. One thing that's come up recently as I've been talking to a lot of you about these peptides is the GHKCU in particular. That one can cause a little bit of a burning sensation when you take it. That's not unusual. It's not terrible. It doesn't last long, but it also causes some mild soreness at the injection site. I believe it's just because of the viscosity of it. It's a little thicker and you're getting more milligrams in that particular peptide. And it can cause the bumps that last a little bit longer. So just be mindful of that if you are going on vacation, that you move around the injection site. I tend to like to do that one in the upper buttocks area, or the meatier part of the, you know, hip kind of. I feel like that's the best place where you get the least amount of side effects. You can also add a little extra backwater to dilute it a little bit more, not in the vial, but in the individual syringes before you actually inject yourself. So just some little tips there. If you do bruise, get some that Arnica ointment you can get. That's really good for that to help that go away quicker. But it is one of the ones that can have a little bit more side effects with the actual injection site. Did not stop me from doing it, but it may deter some of y'all. So I just wanted to be super upfront about that. Good news is when I was doing inventory recently to get everything loaded, I realized that we have a ton of melanotan one. We're selling out of a lot of other stuff very quickly, and I'm in the process of getting other batches tested so I can keep the inventory up. But because of that, I am offering a very special discount just on melanotan, where you get 40% off as many vials as you want to buy. And with peptides, the cool thing is that if you can put them in the freezer and they can last a year or longer if stored correctly. And so you could stock up, you know, for next summer if you wanted to. And with 40% off, you can't go wrong there. So 10 milligrams of the melanotan one is only $40. So that is an amazing deal. All right. And I think that's it for today. Like I said, I wanted to make this kind of short and sweet because my brain is fried. Go tell all your friends about the Peptique. I'm sure you heard in the little break that I did mid-episode about the discount code that you can use, and the 40% off is Melano40. So it's MELANO40. I will put that in the show notes. I don't expect you to remember that. But then there's also a special discount just for being a podcast listener. And so I will also put that in the show notes. And I think that's it, guys. And I just wanted to say thank you for everyone's support. The pre-launch of the Peptique has been wildly successful beyond my wildest imagination. And a lot of that success comes from the listeners. And so thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening. I feel so blessed that I get to do what I do every single day. I want to pinch myself. And I turned 50 this Saturday, y'all. So to think that I'm embarking on this at this stage of my life is even more exciting and just goes to show you're never too old to start something new. So remember that. And I think that's going to wrap it up for today. So until next time, y'all, have a blessed day.